Hallelujah. Praise God. So glad to just be back on the air one more time. Thank you, Lord God. So many things have transpired since the last time that we were on here, but God is great. God is faithful. God is good. God is merciful. Thank you, Lord God. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and he is the last. Hallelujah, God. He is Alpha and he is Omega. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. He is the lover of my life, the keeper of my soul. His wondrous works, they keep me in amazement. Thank you, Lord God. November the 7th, I was diagnosed with COVID-19. The doctor came in the room and told me that I was positive and that there was no medicine. There was nothing that he could give me. But when he told me that, I knew that he didn't have anything that he could give me, but God had already gave me my medicine. Because before it even came up on me, the Lord told me that I was about to deal with something, but he was going to bring me through it. And that was medicine enough for me. Thank you, Lord God. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody love me like God. Can't nobody take care of me like God. I can't even take care of my own self. Thank you, Lord God. I can't even keep my own mind. But it's all because of God's grace and his mercy. His enduring love. Thank you, Lord God, for looking beyond my faults high and still blessing me. When I think about all the people that are dying all around me, and God still kept me here. He kept my mama here, my daddy here. Thank you, Lord God. He kept my sister and my brother-in-law here. He kept my brother here, my cousins and my uncles, my auntie, my God. God is so good. Help me, Lord God. Thank you, God. When I think about how so many people are dying in the same family from COVID, and my family is so big. But God is keeping us. Thank you, Lord God. I owe God. And I just don't owe him anything. I owe him my best. I owe him my all. Because God has been just that good. He could have took us out. He could have broke our family chain. But thank you, Lord God. He kept us intact. He kept us all together. And for that, I owe him a praise. Minute after minute. Thank you, God. Nobody like you, God. Thank you, Lord God. When I think about so many times, Lord God, he could have took my mama or my daddy. He could have took both of them. But he left them here. Thank you, Lord God. He could have took my sister or my brother-in-law. My brother just recovered. Thank you, God. He could have took my brother, but he left him. Thank you, God. My husband that took care of me every day, my husband didn't even get it. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for looking out for us, God. Thank you, God, for keeping us, Lord God. Oh, thank you, God, for getting in this storm and riding in this storm with us, Lord God. It was nobody but you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. God, thank you, God, for your awesome work. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. And I just want to tell you out there that's listening on today to keep your faith in God, keep your hand in God's hand, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Just know that God got you. And I don't care where you are in life. I don't care how low you feel like you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you strayed away. I don't care if you strung out on drugs. I don't care if you're messing around and you shouldn't be. Give your life back to God. He still loves you. He still wants you. You think nobody else wants you. God still wants you. God still loves you. God wants you to get back in the race. And he wants you to run in this race like you've never ran before. Thank you, Lord God. He said, who can separate us from his love? Thank you, Lord God. There is nothing you can do to stop God from loving you.
Thank you, Lord God. Just get back on the right track. Huh. Put your blinders on like a horse and just run, run, run. Thank you, Lord God. Just repent and just give yourself back to God. He's got his arms stretched out. He is waiting. He is waiting on us. Thank you, Lord God. He has not given up on us. So, oh, thank you, Lord God. Don't give up on yourself because God hasn't given up on us. I'm about to go into this sermon coming out of 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. If you want to follow me, we're going to have a song and the next voice you hear will be yours truly, Minister Amy Deans Henley. And I'll be back with you shortly. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I wish I had some real folk in the house tonight who say, I don't always feel like lifting my hands. I want to teach you a real simple song tonight. My brother, Elder Eugene Brown's going to sing it for us. Simply says,
we offer the sacrifice of praise.
A simple song. Come on, say it.
We offer the sacrifice of praise.
Say it again, Jim.
We offer the sacrifice of praise. We offer the sacrifice of praise.
Let's say it together. Come on.
We offer
the fruit of our lips,
the sacrifice of praise.
Come on, all over this August. Believers, come.
We offer
the sacrifice,
the sacrifice of praise.
Come on, everybody, with one accord.
Yeah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Does anyone here have something to celebrate for? He's been good, he's been kind.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Unrehearsed, unprovoked, spontaneously, come on, without any outside stimulus, we offer we won't forsake our responsibility. We offer.
Hallelujah. We offer a sacrifice of praise. Our bodies, our lives should be a living sacrifice for the Lord. After all, he did die for us. He gave his life for us, and we should live for him. Thank you, Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, beginning at the 24th verse. First Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 24th verse, and it reads as follows. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. 25 says, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. 27 says, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. The title that the Lord has given me is Run Your Race. Run Your Race. When God called us to this race, the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. There was no grass, and there were no trees, there were no birds, and there were no fish. There was nothing here but God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit hovering over the waters.
After God created the foundations of the universe and furnished it with trees and grass and ponds, and then the Lord accessorized it with the sun and with the stars and the moon and with the clouds hanging from the sky. After he finished creating everything that he was going to create on earth, he made a garden. It was called the Garden of Eden. He then consulted with himself, the Lord, and he had a meeting with himself, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all at the round table. The Lord said, let us make man. Hi. But the Lord, when he got ready to make man, unlike the Lord saying, let there be light and let there be a sun and let there be the moon and they came up. Unlike saying water separate from water, unlike calling creeping things and the lizards and the snakes began to crawl, unlike calling the flying things and the birds and the fowls began to multiply and fly in the air. But this time the Lord took dirt, the dust from the ground, and formed man in his own image. And then the Lord blew into the nostrils of dust and breathed life, and a man became a living being. That's how man was formed. But God looked down into the garden. He saw Adam alone. And the Lord said, well, it's not good for man to be alone. So the Lord put Adam back to sleep and took a rib from Adam's body and made Adam a helpmeet. Which after the Lord awakened Adam, and when Adam saw Eve, he said, whoa, man, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Help me, God. God made the woman from the rib of man. Every married man is married to his rib, and every single man has a rib out there in this world somewhere in some woman's side. Help me, Lord God. But the moment Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, it sounded the shot around the world for everyone to start running. Help me, God. Adam and Eve, when they sinned in the garden, that's when the gunshot went off, and everyone around the world, it was for everybody to start running. We began to run in this race. Y'all know now, if anyone in a certain place and someone pull out a gun and start shooting, or even if we really hear a really loud gun sound or hear any kind of loud sound, we start to run first and we ask questions later. But this is what happened in the garden. Some of us would run out of our shoes and not even look back. Depending on where we are, some of us would run past our vehicles because we are running scared. We are running because we don't want to get shot and we don't want to get killed and we just don't want to die. But in the Old Testament, everyone was running, but it was an aimless run. They were running, but they were running straight to hell. They were running, but their running was in vain, because in the Old Testament, there was only the law. Hey, it was to keep us in line, but it couldn't keep us from hell. So in the Old Testament, help me, Lord God, our running was in vain. We have to be careful that our running don't be in vain, that our giving don't be in vain, that our living don't be in vain. But to God be the glory. In the New Testament, after 400 years, the Lord sent Jesus. And where there was the law, Jesus covered it with his blood, just because he is who he is. Hi, he is our Savior. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus brought us grace. So now the race is back on. And in this race, we can have eternal life in heaven with the Father. I'm running. An old song saying, I can't tarry. I'm running on up the shiny way. Another songwriter said, I'm running for my life. I'm running because I want to see Christ. I made up in my mind and I'm going to run on while I still got time. I got to run. Another songwriter said, I'm running trying to make 100 because 99 and a half just won't do. So my question is anyone out there listening today, are you running? Are you running? Are you running trying to make 100, or are you just running in place? Sometimes we get stagnated and we just run in place, just like being on one of those exercise bikes. You're running, but you ain't going nowhere. Help me, Lord God. Has anyone made up in their minds that they're going to run on just to see what the end is going to be? No matter what it looks like, I'm going to keep on running. No matter what people say to me, I'm going to keep on running. Has anyone made up in their minds that they will go all the way for the Lord? The Apostle Paul always looked at the Christian journey as some type of sport. He looked to himself as an athlete, as a slave for Christ. Help me, Lord God. He always talked about running the race, fighting the fight, beating the air, striking a blow, winning this and winning that. Being a prisoner for Christ. All this was simply because he was running the race anybody running your race today. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9 and 20, to the Jews I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like those under the law, though I myself is not under the law. So as to win those under the law, I became like them. Paul said, to the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people so that they by all means, I might save some. But some of us, as we run this Christian race, we wouldn't dare step out of our comfort zones to reach someone that is not like us. Some of us wouldn't even dare run to a shade tree where some people are smoking and drinking to just give a testimony about how good God is. Some of us wouldn't dare run into a parking lot or into a nightclub and just ask somebody, do they know who Jesus is? Or ask somebody, would you like for me to pray for you? Some of us wouldn't dare just run into a jailhouse and do a jailhouse ministry. We wouldn't dare run into a nursing home and read the word or preach the gospel to the elderly. Help me, Lord God. We must understand that the race is not about us, but the race is about winning souls for Christ. In Revelation, the Lord said that he is coming quickly and bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. Help me, Lord God. So if the Lord came back today, just how much or what does he have to pay you? Have you done anything? Have you ran your race the way God wants you to run your race? Help me, God. So the Lord told me to tell you today, run your race. So the race isn't given to the swift or to the strong before you say, well, I can't run that fast. Or before you say, well, I'm just not strong enough. But he said the race isn't given to the swift or to the strong. But the race is given to the one that endures to the end. Can you endure to the end? No matter hell and high water, can you stay in your place and run the race? Can you just run if you don't feel like running? Can you run when you don't feel like going? Can you run when people are talking about you? Can you run when people are trying to trip you up? Can you run? Help me, Lord God. Can you run your race? The race is about having power to draw men and women to Christ. Our life is our testimony. What we've been through on this journey is one of the tools to help draw others to Christ. I said it over and over and over again when COVID first came. I'm not going to get COVID. And I said, I got faith in God that he's not going to allow me to get COVID. And I just believed it with all my heart and with all my mind. And then the Lord interrupted me one day and he said, something is about to happen to you. And he said, you're going to have to endure something, but don't worry about it. I'm going to bring you through it. He was letting me know that my race, it was about to change. I was going to keep on running, but I was going to endure some stuff that it was going to slow me down. Help me, Lord God. But the Lord said, I'm going to take you through it. Thank you, Lord God. Even though COVID caught up with me and COVID attacked my body. Thank you, Lord God. Even though I said I wouldn't get it. Thank you, Lord God. The Lord showed me. He said, I allowed it to happen, but it happened for a reason. So it could be a testimony for somebody else that's running the same race that you are running to let them know that you ain't got to give out. You don't have to give in because I'm running alone beside you. And when you get so tired and you can't run no more, I'll pick you up. Help, Lord God. I'll pick you up and then I'll run with you. Thank you, Lord God. It's hard to tell a drug addict it's easy to get off drugs when you never even smoked a cigarette. It's hard to tell somebody I know how it feels to be hungry when you have never gone without a meal. It's hard to tell somebody give your children over to the Lord and you don't even have a child. Thank you, Lord God. It's hard to tell a woman that's been raped that it's okay to trust again. It's hard to tell a young man without a father that he'll be okay when you've grown up with two parents in your house. So in this race, we need to be a witness to others about what we've been through. Stop making people think that we are holier than they are, or we are holier than thou. Stop making people think that we've never sinned before, because we all have sinned. Help me, Lord God. The Bible says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the Bible can't lie. We need to run and tell people how we overcame by the renewing of our minds. Help me, Lord God, how it wasn't easy, but because the Lord was on our side and because God said that my grace is sufficient, help me, Lord God, that we will be able to sustain ourselves. We should be able to run and tell somebody that, yeah, we got tired. But the Bible says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Help me, Lord God. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But you got to be running with the Lord on your side. The race isn't easy because this journey has hills, mountains, and valleys, and then it had low places. But even in our valley, in our low places, the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because thou art with me. This is talking about the Lord. We can't do nothing. And I don't care who you are or what you're doing in life. You still can't do nothing without God. Even if you don't believe in God, you still ain't doing nothing without God. Help me, Lord God. He's just giving you time to recognize. Help me, Lord God, that you can't do nothing without him. Help me, God, in this race. Sometimes many start out with us and they start to fall behind, or they may run off and leave us. But Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even until the ends of the earth. So it don't matter if you got to run on by yourself. Sometimes we got to run by ourselves. Help me, Lord God. And sometimes it's even better to run by yourself. Thank you, Lord God. You don't need any distractions in this race. Help me, Lord God. Thinking about the theme, let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Sometimes in this race we get a little weary. Anybody ever get weary? But the Lord revealed to me that sometimes we don't get weary because of well doing, but sometimes we get weary because we are doing too much. We all know some people out there like this. Everybody want to run in the race, but they want to do everybody else's job. They don't want to stay in their own lane. You ever seen somebody that's running in the lanes, and every now and then you see them run and get in front of somebody else and run back and dart back in front of somebody else? They're all over the place. That's how you get tired and weary, because you won't stay in your own lane. See, in this race, we are called to do a certain job. And in the body of Christ, we all have different gifts. But sometimes we step out of our line and try to do what somebody else is doing, or try to do somebody else's job. Just like our physical body, the eye can't hear, and the ear can't smell, and the ear can't see, the knee can't talk. They all have a respective place in the body. So in the body of Christ, help me, Lord God, if one member is trying to preach, usher, take up the money, sooner or later, they will get tired and they will get weary. I would hate to see the preacher up in the pulpit preaching and then trying to hold the door, take up the money. Help me, Lord God, count the money. I would hate to see the preacher got to be all over the place. I would hate to see the usher trying to preach the sermon. Help me, Lord God. All I do and nobody thanks me. All I do and nobody pats me on the back. Help me, Lord God. Some of us are looking for a reward from man, when we should be looking toward God. Everything we do, we should be doing it because we're doing it for God. It's not about us and it's not about the other man, but it's all about God. I don't want man to give me a reward, because a man will reward you today and then put you down today. People will lift you up today and they will put you down today. The Lord said that if man rewards you, that is your reward, and it is a perishable reward. But if we just run our race, specialize where we are special. Help me, Lord God. Even if we get tired and weary, the Lord said, hold on. He will make it right. Hold on. I'll be your strength. Hold on. I got you. If the Lord call you to usher, just usher. If the Lord call you to be a deacon, just do your duties. If the Lord call you to evangelize, do that. If the Lord call you to be a janitor, clean up real good. If you're trying to do everything, you will get tired. You will get weary. But if you run your race, help me, Lord God. Can't nobody run your race the way that you run your race. As we go to the text, Paul is writing to the Corinthian church. Corinth, the Viva Las Vegas. Many pastors and preachers would say that it's just like Las Vegas. Too much was going on. Prostitution ring. Someone in the church marrying their dead father's wife, and people suing each other. People competing with their gifts. Women won't cover their heads while prophesying. So Paul was trying to get the church straight. Verse 24, Paul says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one received the prize? He said, run in such a way that you may obtain it. Everybody is running in the race, whether they want to run or not. but only one person can get the prize. So he said, run so that you might get it. These Corinthians, they knew about sports and competition. This is where the Isthmian Games and the Olympic Games came from. So Paul talks to the Corinthians about a race. We are all in a race, but we all can't get the prize. So we got to run in a way that we might get it. Put your blinders on like they do the horses in the horse track. Run looking ahead, and you don't have time to be looking back over your shoulder. You don't have time to be crossing over in everybody else's lane. You can get thrown off by trying to see what other people are doing. You can get thrown off by trying to see how far ahead somebody else is of you, or how far somebody is behind, or who is next to you. Everybody is trying to get the one prize just like we are. The Lord said to run your race. Who? Do what the Lord has told you to do. There was a sermon that the Lord gave me about labor pains and how Paul, again, he was encouraging Timothy, his son in the ministry, to endure hardship. While on this race, a lot of hardship will come up and try to stall you so that you can't get the reward. Timothy had become afraid and he was backing up. He was scared because of the persecution of the Christians that was going on in Rome. But Jesus said, you will be persecuted for my name's sake. You will be hated because they hated me first, but run your race. People talk about you for no reason at all. Help me, Lord God, but run your race. Help me, Lord God. People will try to compete with you for working for the Lord. They don't even understand that we are not in a competition and that we do not, what we're doing, we're not comparing ourselves against each other. But if we compare ourselves against Christ, we know we got some running to do. We got to run our race. Verse 25 says, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Not that they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we're looking for an imperishable crown. These are those that want to be patted on the back. I don't want to be patted on the back. Those are the people that want to be crowned right now. I don't want my crown right now. They want to be called out and bragged on and glorified because they are putting on some programs for you and they're doing this for you. And help me, Lord God, I brought this to the program and I did this and I baked all the cakes and I brought all the peas and the corn and I cooked the cornbread. You want to tell people what you did? Help me, Lord God. But are you doing it for God? Help me, Lord God. Or are you doing it so that somebody can pat you on the back? Are you paying your tithes so you can say, I pay more tithes than anybody in the church? Is what you doing, are you doing it? Help me, Lord God. For the glory of God, are you doing it so that man can pat you on the back? Because if you are running in the wrong race. You are running for a perishable crown. But the things that I do for God, help me, Lord God. Man can't even begin to pay me. Thank you, Lord God. But glory to God, I'm running for an imperishable crown. The believers that say that your will be done. Help me, Lord God. The believers that give up the right for the wrong. Help me, Lord God. The believers that say, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. The believer that says, help me, Lord God. I know that trouble won't last always. Those of us that know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. I'm going to keep on running. Those that said, no matter what comes, help me, Lord God. I know that God will. Help me, Lord God. Take care of me. Those of us that's going to run, no matter who's running with us, because we want a crown of glory from God and not man. Thank you, Jesus. A crown not made by man's hand. A crown that won't rust. Hey, a crown that can't get broken. A crown that can't fit nobody's head but mine. A custom-made crown with gold and diamonds and robe and a shoes to match it. Help me, Lord God. We got to run to win souls. We got to run so that people know who Jesus is. We got to keep on running our race and do what the Lord tells us to do. Help me, Lord God. I want God to be pleased with my running. Help me, Lord God. I want God to say that you ran so good and you ran so hard. Servant, help me, God. Servant, well done. I want to be like Paul when he told Timothy, I have fought the good fight. Hey, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Help me, Lord God. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness. Help me, Lord God. Wish the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me to one day. Help me, Lord God. on that day, not only to me, but also all of those, help me, Lord God, that have longed for his appearing. Run the race. And don't let your running be in vain. Run like Jesus. Hey, they lied on Jesus, but he kept on running. Run like Jesus. They slapped Jesus, but he kept on running. Run like Jesus. They took him from judgment hall to judgment hall, but he kept on running. Run like Jesus. They whipped Jesus. Help me, Lord God. He didn't run off, but he kept on running. He kept on running to the cross. Help me, Lord God. Hey, they whipped Jesus. He never said a mumbling word. Run like Jesus. They made him drag his own cross. Help me, Lord God. But Jesus said, I gotta run. The men and the women all over this world right now, they don't know what to do. That's why I had to run. And help me, Lord God. Every time they whipped me, every stripe they put on my back, hey, it was for the healing of the nation. It was for the healing of my people. Those out there that are suffering from cancer, hey, by my stripes, you are healed. That's why I had to run. Those that are out there battling with sugar diabetes, he said, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. That's why I had to run. Those that are battling with COVID-19, the coronavirus, he said, by those stripes on my back, hey, that's why I kept on running, so that you can be healed. Thank you, Lord God. Run your race. Help me, Lord God. Run your race. Don't let your running be in vain. Don't let watching what your neighbors do make your running be in vain. Don't let the life you used to live, help me, Lord God, make your running be in vain. Don't let the way you used to talk make your running be in vain. Help me, Lord God. There is nobody like the Lord. I wouldn't want to run for anybody else. There is nobody like the... Help me, Lord God. Even when we grow weary. Thank you, Lord God. He is right there. He will never leave us and he will never forsake us. Even sometime when your back is against the wall and you got a mountain on the front of you, you don't even know which way to go. God said, I would never leave you. I would never forsake you. Just keep on running. Sometimes we fall down. Help me, Lord God. Sometimes we can get ourselves in a world of trouble. But you got to keep on running. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and run even harder. Thank you, Lord God. Run. Run, run, run. So that you can get your crown. The crown that is made for only your head. Nobody else's. You ain't got to worry about what somebody else is doing, what somebody else said. You do what the Lord told you to do. You got to run your race the way that God is telling you to run your race. You got to pray your prayer the way that God give you the words to pray. You got to preach your sermon the way God tell you to preach. You got to do in your church what God is telling you to do in your church. You got to do in your house what God is telling you to do in your house. You got to do on your job what God is telling you to do on your job. You got to raise your kids the way God is telling you to raise your kids. You got to love your husband or your wife the way God is telling you to love your husband or your wife. Help me, Lord God. We don't want our race to mess somebody else up. We don't need them to see us doing this one day and that the other day. We got to stay focused. Help me, Lord God. And this is the Lord's word.
And the days are so long. Sometimes we can't find the strength and the will to carry on. Tell me which way should we turn when always seem to be gone. We're calling on you, Jesus. Please don't let this pain be alone. Oh, Jesus,
give us your
we need you. We need you. Just can't make it without you. Throw your loving arms around us. this for me.
Harvey, listen. Somebody's in the hospital with no loved ones around. The doctors have given up on them. They say no hope can be found. I speak on behalf of those that may not be able to pray. They may not have a tongue to talk. They may not have a hand to wave. Lay your hand on them right now, Jesus. You have all power in your hand.
We need you, Jesus.
Please hear our prayer, Lord.
Bless us
again. Oh, oh, we're standing in the need.
Oh, Jesus, get a little hard sometimes, but I'm standing right still. And I keep holding on. Father, we need you. Bless us, Jesus.
Bless us again.
Now listen. If you're struggling and seem like nothing is going right, you got to remember that Jesus said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And Father, you said if we need you, all we had to do was call on you. And I'm calling on you right now. And I'm not the only one that's calling on you. Oh, we need you. Can't make it without you.
We need you.
You see, if you move, we'll fall.
We need you.
And I'm holding on to your hand. Because you catch me every time I fall. We're depending on you. There's nothing but trouble all over the land. Men are hating, raping, stealing and killing. It gets so bad sometimes. I'm telling, looks like we ain't gonna make it. But I've got a made up mind. I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna hold to your hand because you are a father. And I don't know about nobody else, but I don't want you to leave me. Don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
Don't leave me. I'm holding you to your word. Don't leave.
Don't leave.
Thank you, Jesus.